This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Lynn Mark. You're listening to Pressing Matters right now, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press on their stories. Joining us today is Anne Edwards, director of Anne Edwards and Company. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. So you've been a journalist for 25 years. Can you tell us, how did you get into the field in the first place?
Well, I studied journalism, and of course, after graduating, I went straight into it. Mm. I joined the Star newspaper. I did my practical there for a couple of months. Right. I enjoyed it so much. It's different when you study and when you're out on the field. So, yeah, I got addicted to it. I think I'm quite an addictive person, and I got addicted to the job. And I swore that after I graduated, I'll get back into reporting. I'll join a news portal or something. And there I was. I was back in the Star, and I was there for a solid, like, three over years, from what I remember. I joined the crime desk. I was actually officially the first female reporter on crime desk.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because we had shifts almost throughout the day till wee hours of the morning. And you needed to cover gory stuff as well. You needed to cover accidents and, you know, murders and stuff like that. So not many ladies or girls or at that time would take up such a job or position. And I decided to try, and I enjoyed it so much. Mm. And then I went into politics. Okay, so that was also very, very interesting. But it's a whole different ball game.
Yep.
And do you want me to go from the newspaper? I went into broadcast. So that's when I made the shift. After the Star, I was headhunted. I joined TV3 for also a couple of years.
Yep.
So I was a broadcast journalist. I also presented the news. I also did talk shows, everything. It was like a tour of duty, Lynn.
Yeah, you basically covered every angle of it, didn't you?
Yeah. So after TV3, NTV7, after NTV7, I joined Dr. Mahathir at the Perdana Leadership Foundation for a few years to do the book, Doctor in the House, and also to do a lot of research as well for him, for his speeches, etc.
Yeah. And when you first started out, what was the environment, the media environment like compared to nowadays?
Okay. That's a really good question, because I don't know when that shift actually happened to digital.
It was kind of a gradual and then suddenly all at once, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we had to do research via the library. We had to take papers out. We had to take files out, you know. But now it's all Google and stuff like that. So back in the day, it was very mainstream.
Hmm.
Yeah. And we supported the government of the day. Okay. I mean, we can uncover stories, you know. That little shift was also gradual, you know, but at that time it was just, okay, the government, and then you're the media. And then if you're covering politics, you support government of the day. If you're doing a business, of course, that's very corporate as well. And then you have financial as well. But at that time, it was very straightforward. Okay.
Was that kind of explicitly made clear to you that you support the government of the day if you were in media at the time, or was it just kind of a understanding?
Okay, in the Star, that wasn't so explicit.
Okay.
Why? Because I was covering crime. But when I went into politics, I felt I felt that it was indirectly told to us.
Mm.
And then when I joined TV, it was more evident. I mean, I would come back with different kind of stories, and then they will say that, you know, no, if it's about this person and this minister and that prime minister and all that, okay, you get that airtime.
Right.
You know, not if the person was in the opposition. So that was very evident.
I see.
Yeah, that was told to my face.
I see. Okay. So you have had experience in all these different mediums. You've been in newspaper, you've been in TV, you've been in radio. Which would you say was your favorite?
Wow. Okay. I love writing.
Okay.
I miss writing, and I think I sort of regret moving from writing to to broadcast because when you write, it was like an emotional outlet for me.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. And when I interview people, I get more out of them. Like TV is very, very quick. It's very, very precise. You take the joy out of it.
From print, you went straight into TV.
Yes.
What was it like making that initial transition?
The most evident was the language.
Right.
Yes, because I was just, I mean, I my mother tongue is English. I wrote in English at the Star. But when I moved to TV3, it was all in Malay. So I had to write in Malay, totally. That was a really big shift for me. Mm-hmm. And then I had to present in Malay. I had to read the news in Malay because they wanted those who are not Malays to read the Malay news. You know, they wanted to create that sort of culture. And that to me was pretty tough at first. But I picked it up. I mastered it. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of hard work. And then talking in front of the camera. Yeah. Mm. So that took a bit of training as well. I felt that when you do pieces to camera, that's when you train yourself to be comfortable with the camera. So, yeah, it was a very good learning process. I did a lot of post-mortem of myself. Mm. And I don't like watching myself till today. I don't really like watching myself on TV. And I don't like hearing my voice when I'm on radio, when I listen back to the programs that I do. Yeah, but it took a lot of hard work and a lot of patience and time and I pulled through. Yeah, yeah. And I felt that over the years, when by the time I reached places like Bernama TV and Bloomberg and all that, I felt that I had already mastered that versatility in all of the media. Mm-hmm. Platforms like print, like TV. Yeah, so mastering all that. Yep.
Now, recently, we've seen a rash of newspapers closing down. I mean, for example, the Malay Mail and Utusan Melayu is in trouble as well. So my question then is print dying?
I think that question has been asked a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say the same thing, that it's dying. But to me, I don't think it's... print doesn't have to be like, you know, you really need to see a newspaper in front of you. You know, it can be online. So when for me, my perspective of print is writing. So there's still a lot of good writers out there. There's still a lot of good presenters out there. So when you talk about whether print is dying, no, it's still there. But it also seems like it's a slow death. Why? Because most of these outlets, state media, government media as well, they have no choice. They have to join the rat race. Otherwise, they'll be left behind. There's no money there already. I mean, ad spend is already going towards digital, towards online and all that. You see like 47% going towards, digital advertising compared to print and also broadcast. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I think it's dying. And
it's not dead yet.
But it's still there. But it's going towards that way, Lynn.
We're speaking to Anne Edwards, former journalist and director of Anne Edwards & Company. After this, a dive into a life after journalism. Stay tuned to The Morning Run at BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Lynn Mark. You're listening to Pressing Matters, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press on their stories. Today, we're speaking to Anne Edwards, director of Anne Edwards & Company. So earlier on the show, we were talking about her experiences spanning multiple platforms from print to TV to radio. So now, Anne, what would you say to a graduate, I mean, someone who's just come out of university with a journalism or a mass communications degree? What should they expect on the ground that they don't teach you in schools?
Coming out of graduating, what it teaches is a lot of theories. there's not much of writing in it. I picked up the writing when I was in the Star because I love writing anyway, but I didn't take up writing that seriously. So that's why I was in the news. I was not in features. I did not write for long articles or supplements or anything like that. So mine was very, very straight to the point, hardcore news. That's me. And, I didn't really study that whilst I was at the university. They taught us a lot about communicating, per se. So that itself helped me, you know, because I get to interview people, I get to bring the best out of people, or sometimes the worst. So our communication skills, that was good. That was really useful out of university. But the writing bit, you need to get into it in order to build yourself up. Yeah, yeah. That was something that you can only get on the job. That's on the job training.
You have to hit the ground running.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So I'm not saying that I did not study enough in order to go out there and be a good reporter or a journalist or anything like that. But I think it had to be more. It had to be more on the ground sort of tips and, you know, the do's and don'ts, that kind of thing. More practical stuff. There should be more workshops in the university rather than just writing theses and dissertations and all that.
And I guess what would be the usual lifespan of a journalist's career? Because, you know, it is very draining to be constantly on the ground chasing stories. Do you hit a point where you are like, no, I just can't do this anymore?
Lynn, I have to share with you, I still go out there and cover stories.
So you've never hit that point, basically?
Because I refuse to hit that point.
Okay.
Because I tell myself, no, once a journalist, always a journalist. So I'll just go out there and I'll still cover stories. I'll still go for press conferences. I'll still ask sickening questions. There's no hitting the point. But of course, we've slowed down because I've got my own business, and so I do loads of other things as well, apart from covering stories. But once in a while, I just love to go out there and bring my camera. And even if I don't have a camera, I still go out there and get a story, write about it or something like that. But there's no breaking point. Yes, there's no breaking point. I mean, I used to work like a solid 18 hours a day in Bernama because I was doing radio and TV at the same time. So, yes, tell me about
18
hours a day. And that was really, back-breaking. And so, yeah, and after some time, you know, whether I got tired, if you want to ask me. Yes, I got a bit tired, so I slowed down, and then I missed it.
Right, because you left the media to join the Padana Leadership Foundation at point.
Yes.
Was that you trying to slow down and maybe pull back a little bit?
Okay, to be honest, and I have to answer this honestly, because at that time I was so, I was covering Dr. Mahathir for, you know, every step of the way, you know, until he announced his retirement. And the prime minister that followed didn't give me, I don't know about others, but it didn't give me that kind of satisfaction when I covered stories and politics and all that. So I got, a bit bored with what I was doing at that time. And then there was this offer that came up, and then I decided to leave. Why? Because I wanted to be with the man at the foundation, and also to see, probably try to find out the other side of him, and also to learn more, you know, on his work ethics, his attitude, his, I don't know, everything. So, yeah, I didn't expect the slowdown, but it was a really major slowdown. Why? Because it was a 9-to-5 job. And a lot of paperwork and meetings, etc. No more covering people, no more going out there, finding for exciting stories and challenges and everything. So that I did for about 2.5 years, and I got really bored. And I begged my boss, Dr. M at that time, and I said, no, I want to go back to what I was doing. So I left for Astro. So he said, go ahead. But, you know, the doors are always open if you want to come back.
So clearly, journalism is very much a passion-driven career. I think, you know, not just for you. In order for people to work 18-hour days, you have to be driven by a desire to know more, right?
Exactly.
But at what point, like you yourself said that at one point you were doing lots of other different things, because passion doesn't put food on your table. At what point did you start to break off into other businesses to supplement that journalism career?
Okay, what I was doing back in the day, when you are attached to a media organization, of course, you just answer to that and you can't do any other stuff, okay? But over the years, when I gained that much experience, people came to me and they said, Anne, can you train us? You know, can you, show us what to do in front of the camera? Because
we're really nervous, you know, we can't face the camera, but we have to, you know, can you show us? So it started out with just helping people, and then the groups became slightly bigger, and then there were more people who started calling. So, and I can't do that because I'm attached to an organization. And then at the same time, people were saying, hey, can you put us to the media? You know, can you help us do this and that? So that was a PR job. So if I were to do all that seriously, I wouldn't have time to really concentrate on what I was doing at Bernama TV or at Bloomberg, you know. So, I told myself, no, look, you need to take up this challenge. You know, you need to take this risk. You need to move out. And since I was doing a lot of business talk shows and, you know, the stock market news and everything, so I was already like a foot into the business world. So I said, okay, why not I just try, you know, being an entrepreneur, because I'm talking about it all the time, but I'm not practicing it. So when you set up your own business, you get to do a lot of other things as well, like which is media related, you know, not just presenting on TV and not just writing. You get to do writing, you get to present, you get to train, you get to help people communicate better, stuff like that. So
would you say it was the freedom to attempt all these different things? That's what lured you into being an entrepreneur as opposed to and away from your journalism career?
Yes, yes. And of course, because of the money as well.
Yes.
Lynn, as you know, locally in Malaysia, journalists don't get paid that much at all. I was a graduate when I started out, and we were earning less than 2,000 at the start. Yeah, I mean, but of course we had our claims and all that. And then moving to TV3, so over the years, you look at your salary and it doesn't change much. It doesn't. Even if you take on a management position, you don't. Mm. So, yeah. And, you know, and there I have my son to take care of his education.
Right.
So
you had you got married, you had a family
to
consider as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. Again, taking all that into account, of course, it was money was the priority. And mm-hmm. then you get to do a lot of other things. And to support yourself that way.
It seems to me that going in-house with government agencies or going into corporate communications jobs was a fairly common next step for journalists. Is that the same in your experience?
Yes, to answer that question, whether it's money, yes, mm-hmm. and also because they want to better themselves in their careers.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I have friends who have been like in the staff, for example, for 30 over years. You know, but they climb the ladder. They have that path, you see. And then there are who are broadcasters, but they're reading the news for like 20 over years and there's nothing much has changed and all that. So they come and ask me, you know, and how do you do it? And do you think that we should move on? Do you think we should take on this position and that and all that? Like you mentioned, corporate core marketing, content marketing, press secretaries, you know, those are the most likely career that they can enter. So, coming back to your question as to whether, you know, these are the areas where they see themselves bettering themselves, like to make themselves better, or whether it's a career jump or anything like that. Yes, one, for the money, and two, it's because they want to better themselves. Mm. And of course, that is a great expansion because after some time, you would find yourself like, what do I do? What else can I do here?
Yeah.
You know, what else can I do here? But, you know, if it's not journalism related, you may not stay long that job. Like in corporate comm, for example, not many survive. Like as
really?
A PR, yeah, not many survive. Why? Because if journalism is still in your blood, if you're a true blue journalist, you can't, after some time, you will miss that game again. And then you will go back to that. Yeah. So all the money that you have made, it probably would last for some time, but you will be finding yourself looking to go back to journalism, looking to go back to that kind of lifestyle. You know, it's actually a lifestyle. It's irregular eating and irregular sleeping. I mean, and you can miss that after some time, Lynn, you know. So, a lot of people will find themselves, we can do this for a while because the money is good. And then you say, oh, no, it's still my blood. I miss it. I'm going to go back.
We're allergic to a regular schedule, basically.
Very much, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's just talk a bit about Ann Edwards and Company. When you started your business, what were some of the challenges you faced going into it from the media?
Okay, because I've always thought of myself as a journalist, as someone who does this job of reporting what other people are saying, uncovering stories. You know, you know the game. So when you start your own business, you have to think about how you're going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy.
Right.
Yeah, it's really easier said than done, Lynn. You know, because the market out there is already getting smaller and demand is not much there. So, and you're in a focused field, even though you're in media, but, you know, there are a lot of players out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you need to compete. You need to think how to get money. You need to think how to keep this business alive. You need to sustain. And that doesn't come every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a lot of hard work as well. Why? Because you know for a fact that you need to pay yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't like, you know, oh, it's okay. You know, I'll wait till the end of the month and then I'll pay for this and that, you know. Because at the end of the day, you still need to. So I've been doing it for like 6-7 years now to think about, you know, where am I going to find business and all that. But that makes you more creative. That makes you more independent. That makes you more matured.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I suppose, what sort of advice would you have for a young journalist starting out now?
You need to be very hardworking. Actually, you need to be patient as well. You need to learn the hard way sometimes, because good stories and good opportunities doesn't come your way every day. I mean, competition is getting really rife. So you need to also learn and be patient about the hard knocks of journalism. You need to make a name for yourself, because there's just so many who want They want to be journalists or reporters or presenters, and all. The market is filled with them. But how do you make a name for yourself? How do you stand out? Now, that is the question that a young journalist should ask themselves. You know, how do you do balanced reporting? How do you think critically? How do you communicate well? You know, you need to go out there. You need to uncover stories. You need to ask difficult questions. You need to do a lot of research. And aim high.
Aim
high. You know, think beyond borders, because that's how you are now.
We've been speaking to Ann Edwards, former journalist and director of Ann Edwards & Company. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
That's all we have on Pressing Matters on the Morning Run today. Stay tuned for the 10 a.m. news after this, followed by Enterprise at BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.